Indeed.com.
Republican victory in Massachusetts, an absolute stunner for many Democrats who are still shaking their heads in disbelief. Since 1972, there have only been Democratic representatives in the senatorial seats in our Congress on Capitol Hill, and now there are changes ahead, and this is a big one, and boy, it leaves Obama's health care overhaul in big doubt. Hey, everybody, hope you're warm, safe, and happy wherever you are listening to America Tonight. Just know that this is a show about the people and for the people, so you can always chime in with your opinion, whether it's different from mine or others, doesn't matter. Any opinion counts as far as I'm concerned, just like voting. Every vote counts. 800-259-5791. All right, here's the big thing. There was no doubt for the Democrats that Martha Coakley, the Attorney General, had this in the bag. I mean, she was going to win this, and there was no ifs, and, or buts about it. But apparently, they didn't pay attention to what the people in Massachusetts were feeling, and that's anger. Lots of foreclosures, lots of people without jobs, lots of frustration. And especially over the proposed health care reform. Independents who a lot of times sway Democratic. Ask President Barack Obama. Part of what led to the election of Obama were some of the independents that went the way of Obama versus McCain. The deal with this Massachusetts seat, it was a special election, obviously, to fill Ted Kennedy's seat that he had held for, five decades. And this is a dramatic victory for the GOP. But I think it's an even bigger victory for the people, because regardless of party, I think clearly in Massachusetts, it illustrates what we always say. This process can work, or this guy would not have gotten elected. So bravo to the people of Massachusetts. Can we have some applause for democracy in action? Absolutely. If you told me 5-6 months ago that if Ted Kennedy slips away, trust me, there's going to be a Republican who's going to win this thing, I would have said no way. And really, the Democrats thought the same thing, that he had no chance of pulling this off. In fact, one of the local newspapers put him at 15 points ahead in one of their polls, and so much so, the thought was that she's just bagged this and we're going to move on, and she's the rubber stamp for health care reform. Let's all take a deep breath here, that there were no exit polls even being done in Massachusetts. And the exit polls show you what happened, or can give you a little glimpse into what happened. But I think based on some of the information that I've gotten, probably some things that are being reported in the papers and on the blogs and the political types that are wired in Massachusetts, and what we call the man on the street interviews that would be peppered all over local news and have been in that state, the voters, a lot of the voters that flipped were, as I mentioned, the independents. So now here's the tricky part. He gets in, democracy works, because they couldn't buy it, they couldn't steal it, they couldn't get it. I mean, this should have been a layup. Almost like that seamlessness when the torch, with the Olympic torch being passed off in different cities, when people get it right, it's just seamless. You hand that torch off, boom. And you keep moving. So this should have been a keep moving situation for health care reform for the Democrats in the Senate, and should have been a keep moving scenario for the Democratic Party in that state, and it was not. Was not. So here's the deal. The Republican wins this. If Martha Coakley had won, they probably would have sworn her in within a few days. They have the swearing in. This is important because of the timing of the health care vote. So the GOP gets it. What does the Secretary of State, a guy named William Galvin, do? He's already been asked that question a bunch of times. Puts his hands up and says, oh, don't look at me. It's up to the state election law. Now, the state election law, he says he's going to follow that. That gives local election officials about 10 days to count absentee ballots. We've been down this road before. Hanging chads, anybody? Then an additional 5 days to file the results. There have only been Democrats in this position. So when it's been a Democratic winner, if you go back in the past, if we were to look up the dates, they've been sworn in roughly 2, 3, maybe 4 days within their election. So now you got this new senator, and the swearing-in procedure could affect perhaps that vote on health care reform. I think people would be even more upset, and you can imagine the avalanches of blogs, talk radio, the cable television, the stories, local news, national news. There would be no way to pull the wool over everyone's eyes on that. In fact, I give credit to Senator Jim Webb, the Democrat from Virginia, who said we have to just call a timeout, basically, on health care reform until Scott Brown, the senator-elect, is sworn in. And bravo for him, because I'm sure he's getting a lot of nasty looks for saying that, for putting out a press release that says that. But this is the process. This is how it works. And I'm glad that that even being on the Democratic side of things, he's smart enough to know that the right move, the right thing to do, is to let him be sworn in. Let the process take its place. Now what could happen, you could have something sensible come out of Washington. What if you actually had conversations with lots of people in healthcare, not just at the last minute in the ninth hour, had a bunch of doctors in white coats on the White House lawn throwing in their 2 cents in support for healthcare? Not arm-twisting people to say, oh, yeah, I like this. Or not trying to curry favor by giving senators something in exchange for their state that you're not giving anybody else. Praying it doesn't leak out to the media and thinking this is the way you're going to be able to push health care reform through. Why not think it through? It hasn't been there in 60 years. Why not do it the right way? Talk to every doctor that's possible. Talk about the malpractice problems. Talk about the pre-existing conditions. Healthcare reform is vital. The insurance is killing people. The ridiculous ways that the insurance company can screw people. And I'm not saying all, and I'm not saying that they're all terrible and that the policies are terrible. It just depends. The problem is there is not competition. And then that's not talked about until it's too late. Or until, well, if we do this, then this could happen, and then you could shop around for this insurance, and if you make this much money, forget that. Forget the guesstimates. Try to make it as accurate as possible and have bipartisan cooperation. Can you imagine? That's what Scott Brown, as the newly elected senator in Massachusetts, probably has done. 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. Coming up, we'll take your calls, plus we have emails and an update on what's going on in Haiti. Stay with us.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit purebulk.com. That's purebulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. January 19th, 2010. Gold opened this morning at $1,129.70. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,160.45, $580.23 for a half ounce, or $290.11 for the quarter ounce. That's $1,160.45, $580.23, and $290.11.
On June 4th, 1963, Executive Order 11,110 was signed with the authority to strip the Federal Reserve Bank of its power to lend money to the United States government and interest. With the stroke of a pen, Kennedy would have put the Fed out of business. The November assassination quieted the production of the new currency. However, the executive order still stands unrepealed. Midas has the Kennedy versus Fed document. Call 800-686-2237. Unlike your liberty, the paper is free. Call 800-686-2237. If you're interested in breaking the bondage of taxation and debt, call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
It is the new year. Life as we know it is changing. Maybe it's time to change your health habits. Life Change Tea could be your answer for better health. Rid your body of toxins and chemicals and lose weight naturally. No caffeine, great taste, and incredible results. Made in the USA and formulated by a PhD. You can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or call us at 928-308-0408. Again, that's 928-308-0408. Life Change Tea will help balance your body and increase your energy. Life Change Tea, changing America's health, one tea bag at a time.
See democracy in action sometime in the near future. I just can't believe that we're seeing it in Massachusetts. Wow. Really, honestly, a couple of months ago, I wouldn't have believed it. Now, leading up to this, and I think the swagger of Martha Coakley and the Democrats in Massachusetts caught up to them, and I really believed that he was going to beat her, at least I did in the last couple of weeks. I did not think that previous to it, and certainly in my conversations with people from Massachusetts, I didn't really believe that was going to happen, that it might have been closer than people thought, but that ultimately she would have eked him out. But you could see it falling apart to me. You could see the wheels really come off in the last couple of weeks by some of the things that she said, where she didn't know certain things and she wasn't really out there stumping for the votes, certainly not the way that he was. And apparently the people in Massachusetts were mega frustrated, and they showed it. They showed up at the polls, too, so you can't say 10 people voted. It's the most that they've had for a special election since 1990. I'd say that's pretty good. Let's go out to Rick in Illinois. Hey, Rick.
How you doing, Kate?
Good. How are you doing, buddy?
Okay. That woman, did she even campaign or anything out there? Or?
Well, she did.
She's going to win?
I think she assumed she was going to win, and she campaigned really hard the last couple of weeks. But before that, she didn't, she's like, what am I going to do, be out in the cold, shaking hands with people? I mean, honestly, yeah. She answered that. Somebody asked her that question about why wasn't she out there more and more accessible, and she made that statement, which, of course, got reported everywhere and made her look terrible.
Yeah. She, like, I never followed election that close. I didn't know what's going on, or was she anti-gun or gay marriage and all that stuff.
She was towing the Democratic line. There's no question about it. And she definitely, her main thing was that she was going to vote for health care, that she was going to be the vote that sealed the deal, that she was going to honor Ted Kennedy's legacy for health care reform, and she's going to have that vote.
Yeah. Like I said, I never follow election that close.
Crazy, huh?
they just didn't want a woman in there too, you know, that could be.
I don't think it was the woman thing, because not in Massachusetts especially. I really honestly think that she was complacent, that that campaign was complacent, and they really just assumed that it was a done deal, and boy, it wasn't.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
Anyway, what do you think? What do you think of your Cowboys?
My Cowboys? Luckily,
yeah.
I am not a Cowboy fan, but let's just say, living in our in Dallas in our satellite facility, there was a lot of doom and gloom on Monday. A lot of hangdog looks. People, it was like if the city wasn't functioning. And I think, honestly, kind of like in the situation like Martha Coakley, really there was a pumped up attitude that the Cowboys had a chance, and they would probably just eke it out, but they would win it. And I think people were surprised. But now what the word is here, this is typical. Now what they're saying is, hey, we got further in the playoffs than we have. This is good. We can build. I love these words. It's like politicians.
Yeah.
We can build on this, Rick.
Yeah, what about last year, you know?
Exactly. I'm sorry. To me, I go with Vince Lombardi. Winning isn't everything. It's the only thing.
Yeah.
Yep.
Was that guy from Redskins? He said, the future is now.
That's right.
You know.
So. Today is the day, baby. Today is the day. We don't care about the past. We care about the present. I agree.
Yeah. I mean, it don't do you no good when you're sitting at home.
No, after, and here's the thing. And you talk to any of these athletes, they put so much into this with the mini camps, training camp, then the season, what they do to their bodies, especially in football. It's a long process. And to get down that road and almost get there and then fall apart, ooh, that's not good.
They had Bradshaw bad-mouthing far from scoring that last touchdown, but, you know, he's 40 years old. Let the man enjoy himself.
Yeah, that's funny. I was watching that post-game deal, too, with Jimmy Johnson going back and forth with him, and I agree with Jimmy Johnson. I mean, come on, who cares? They were already pounded into the ground. I don't think it was that big of a deal. It was an easy thing to turn a controversy on, but it didn't really ever take off. A lot of people didn't. They just let it go. Who cares? Absolutely.
Yeah, like I said, he's 40 years old. He might not be back next year. They enjoy his moment, you know, in the sun.
Yeah, and his moment in the sun could come in the Super Bowl. If this guy wins the Super Bowl, incredible. Does it with Green Bay, does it with the Vikings, you know, I mean, that seals the deal. There's no doubt that Brett Favre is one of the best quarterbacks of all time, but that would really seal the deal.
Yeah, yeah.
And he would shut down a lot of questions.
And let him score as many touchdowns as he can. You know, he's been around for a long time. He's a good guy. And everything, everybody loves respect for him, so.
I agree.
I didn't like that, Bradshaw.
Well, he had to stick up for the Cowboys, so that's what he was doing. He was kind of sticking up for the Cowboys there, but I agree with you, and it just was funny to see him go back and forth on the set. If people don't know what we're talking about, the Fox post game show, and it was actually pretty entertaining the way Jimmy Johnson went after him. Rick, thanks for the call. Don't forget, Rick gave a good plug here when we were talking about football. We do a thing called Nail the Score. It's on Thursday night. If you have never heard of it, here's what the deal is. On that night, the third hour, our massive computer, we have the supercomputer, so there's no cheating involved. The supercomputer is rolled out, and then we let it fly. It picks the game of the week. Now, of course, we're down to four teams, so it's either going to be the AFC game, which is Indy and the Jets, or it's going to be the NFC game, which is the Vikings and the Saints. But whichever game it is, you have a chance to nail the score. You pick the team, and then you tell us what they think the score is going to be, and you don't have to know anything about football. It's a fun thing that we do that doesn't cost you a buck like it would if you were buying a Mega Millions lottery ticket. For those of you who know Mega Millions, if you happen to be in that in one of the states that has Mega Millions, or Powerball, a lot of people are familiar with Powerball, so that's kind of the dealio there. Without further ado, a lot of you have been sending me emails. Thank you very much. Let's go to the mailbox.
You have mail, mistress.
I like that guy's voice. Can we hear that again?
You have mail, mistress.
Bill in Jefferson City, Missouri says this. Yo, Bill. I'm tickled with the results of the Massachusetts election tonight out here in the Show Me State. We became aware of Martha Coakley here in November of 2005 when she was a prosecuting attorney in two high-profile criminal cases. one of which affected us directly in Jefferson City. Wow. What an interesting reversal of fortunes in the U.S. Senate for 2010. I wonder if that one trial was the guy on the radio that killed his wife. I wonder if it's that one. I'm just trying to think which one it was. Thank you, Bill. You're absolutely right. I think a lot of people feel the same way. Here's one from Don B. Hey, Kate, I cannot believe what happened in Massachusetts. I have to say, I truly thought the woman was going to pull it out, but she didn't in the end. Obviously, the Democrats thought too much of themselves, and they didn't realize the people of Massachusetts could have an independent voice. Well said. Independent voice, absolutely. You know, that's a thing. You're always free to change your mind. You don't have to go down one road, right? That's the idea of the independent party, and a lot of times they go with the Democrats, but not so much, I think, in this special election in Massachusetts. Here's one from Jeff Krein. Hello, I listen to America Tonight every single night when you're on the air, whenever I can, and I have to say it's been interesting listening to people call in about this Massachusetts election. I do think it shows democracy in action, but Kate, don't you think there was some kind of voter fraud? Don't you think the Republicans Jimmy rigged this somehow? No, I don't think so. In fact, of course, the Democrats and the Republicans said they were both worried about voter fraud, but I don't think so. You know, I think this was a clean one, as clean as they can get, right? Here's one from Clint Boy. Clint says, wow, this really truly is standing up and being heard. You think of Massachusetts, Kate, and what do you think of? Liberals. You think of the past and Ted Kennedy. I'm sure the Kennedy clan is completely shocked by these results. Sadly, I will say I do like Ted Kennedy's wife. She must be sorely disappointed as she was out there helping at the last couple of days trying to get Martha Coakley elected. It didn't happen. Good for Scott Brown. He sounds like a fresh voice, and he might not even always side with the Republicans. All right, I like that last statement. He might not always side with the Republicans. You can be, like I say, could be in the party, not agree with your party, and break from it. Can you imagine? I think the more bipartisan we get, the better, actually, on the Hill, too, by the way, the more that the Democrats and the Republicans can work together, which is why constantly I'm always saying that third party, that's looking pretty good, folks. Hang with us.
Our economy is in great distress. The financial dominoes can fall at any time. It's time to stop hoping it doesn't happen and prepare just in case it does. You have auto and home insurance. Why wouldn't you have food insurance? Are you prepared to feed your family long term? Because it might take years to recover. As the adult, it's your responsibility to feed your family, especially during rough times. SurvivalistSeeds.com is offering a package that will give you a 3-acre heirloom vegetable garden anywhere. 50 heirloom varieties, 8,000 vegetable seeds, over 5 pounds of healthy food. Don't be fooled by marketing companies disguised as patriots. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of Don't Tread on Me radio show.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
As a homesteader attempting to live sustainably, I was floored by the amount of information in this book.
Dear Linda, I would be hard-pressed to express how much you have impacted my life.
I'm amazed by the wealth of the author's knowledge and the depth of the coverage in this book.
As we see more and more GMO foods on the shelves, this information is good to know.
I am thankful to God for you, Linda.
I can't say enough about this book.
Blessings to you and your family.
The greatest of effect this book has had on me and my family is that we truly see Earth's bounty everywhere.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at OfTheField.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid 3 times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at HempUSA.org today.
Doctor, we're going to talk to a terrific doctor next hour. Hope you can hang around for that. Right at the get-go, Dr. Terry Madsen, he and his wife were part of a crew that went to Haiti. He's an orthopedic surgeon, and he had to make those decisions on the amputations. It's either live or die because of what happened in that, of course, earthquake in Haiti. So many people buried under the rubble or hurt in such a way that there was no choice, could not save the limb. He talks about that. He talks about what it was like. He talks about landing in Haiti and describes the scene on the ground. Very moving stuff. You'll want to hear it. And again, that's coming up in the next hour here on America Tonight. Still, it's all about getting that aid and the homeless people and setting up the command center. We're going to let you hear more about that in our next segment on ATM. But for a little levity here for a second, getting away from politics, because this has been big news, and I can understand why. It's just crazy. It's just crazy what's happened in late night TV with Conan O'Brien and Jay Leno, two guys who don't need to make one more dime in their lives. They have more than almost all of us in America Tonight listening, the whole audience put together. If we added, stacked up all of our do-re-mi and the good times, the lean times, and everything in between, I guarantee it doesn't touch the hill of gold that they're sitting on. But when you get to that point, it's not even so much about the money. It's the ego. It's the... it's the desire to be number one. It's so much more than that. It's that whole entertainment thing. So NBC messes up. They put Jay Leno on at 10 o'clock, and they call it the Jay Leno Show. Affiliates are furious. We've talked about this before. In Iowa, in Illinois, in Connecticut, in New Jersey, in Dallas, in Minneapolis. I mean, you name the place, and an avalanche of furious affiliates means that the network has to react because they need that money. So what's happened is Conan O'Brien, and good for him, score one for the good guys, he's definitely getting booted, and they're trying to work out his severance package, but what's happened is he really was upset about his crew because they left their homes in New York and New Jersey and, you know, in the tri-state area to go with him, to take a chance and go with him to Los Angeles. Well, and that chance didn't pay off because, you know, they'll all lose their jobs. And maybe he goes somewhere else and some of them get hired, maybe not. But you're talking about a pretty decent-sized TV staff where you have writers and producers, and what's happened is they've agreed, NBC has agreed to pay millions of dollars to compensate all the people that they're going to, you know, they're going to pay them, not pay each of them $1 million, but they're going to pay them a really good chunk of severance pay, which they'll need because if any of them bought houses or whatever, they'll have to get out of all of that and figure out what they're doing next. What's interesting is, and why I bring this up, is O'Brien has seen his viewership really jump in the last couple of days. His Monday night Nielsen ratings, according to some of the preliminary figures, because they're not definite, was up, ready for the 67% in total viewers over the last previous fourth quarter average, and up 80% among the advertiser-favored young adults. Yeah. How about that? So we'll see what happens when Jay Leno gets kicked back to the old spot. He did have better ratings than Letterman. And so the Tonight Show was the one that people were preferring by a little bit. Now with O'Brien being jettisoned, you know, will that affect the situation with the Tonight Show and Jay Leno? Who knows? Matt, what do you think?
I don't know. I think Letterman will probably win out.
We were talking about this the other night, and right. You think that he'll get a bounce. I think so, too. I think he's the one who benefits, but will the bigger question, if I were one of the idiot NBC executives and I were trying to figure this out, what they're saying is, will Leno get the ratings he got before? I mean, is it going to cut him in half? I mean, that would be a disaster then. Or will he get more than Conan O'Brien got? It's dicey, man. And I'll tell you what, if I were NBC, and this is definitely the road they're going, okay, too late, you already sealed your fate, then I would get O'Brien out of there as soon as possible because he is trashing the network. I think it's hilarious, and so do you. But we're on Team Conan. So,
well, we do have the clip of last night if you want to play that.
Oh, okay, let's hear. Let's let everybody hear this little slither of Conan O'Brien.
Thank you. That's very sweet of you. Thank you very much. Hello there. I'm Conan O'Brien, and I need all of you to write me a letter of recommendation. Would you do that for me? Please. Madness around here now, isn't it, Andy? It's crazy.
It's crazy fun, though.
Yeah, it is. It's very fun. Very strange. Things are getting strange. A lot of papers are reporting that I am now legally prohibited from saying anything negative about NBC. So good night, ladies and gentlemen. It's been a great show. This is true. It's crazy. It's been widely reported that I can't say anything negative about the network. Yeah. Luckily, folks, they're not saying I can't sing anything negative about the network. Morons, incompetent morons, these people are morons. La-dee-dee-dee. I like the last part, the best. La-dee-dee-dee.
You worked pretty hard on that.
Yeah, I worked all night on that song. What rhymes with morons? Morons does. A lot of changes, though, here at NBC. Did you know this? NBC has a new slogan. This is true. And the slogan is more colorful. Yeah. They may be telling the truth because they're about to get rid of the whitest guy on television.
Wow, you gotta love that. There's some pretty stuff laced in there, definitely, and the whole bit about the singing was pretty good, too. All right, here's Letterman's latest turn of the knife on the Leno, Conan O'Brien stuff.
And it's Jay,
yes.
It's Conan, and it's me, and every now and then Jimmy Kimmel comes in and causes some trouble, which is great.
Yeah.
And nobody knows what to do. Conan would like to stay. They said, no, you should go. And he said, no, I want to stay. And so now they got to throw him out. But to throw him out, he gets $30 million. And Jay, of course, all Jay keeps saying is, well, you know, I think there's room for everybody. I think there's room for everybody. So now here's what Ebersol says. Out of the blue, and I'm thinking, oh, Dick. The verbal barbs in this late-night war got louder Thursday as a top NBC executive struck back against on-air attacks on the network's once and future Tonight Show host, Jay Leno. Now, this is what he said. Out of nowhere, he didn't need to talk about this. He really doesn't. You know, leave us alone. We're having fun. Referring to the pointed jokes made this week by Mr. O'Brien and David Letterman of CBS, Mr. Ebersol said it was chicken-hearted and gutless to blame guys you couldn't beat in the ratings. Chicken-hearted and gutless. That's what he said. He's calling me and Conan O'Brien chicken-hearted and gutless. I can't speak for Conan O'Brien. For the sake of the discussion, yes, I'm chicken-hearted, and yes, I'm gutless. But these two characteristics have nothing to do with the current situation. I'm telling jokes and making fun of Jay Leno over and over and over, relentlessly, mercilessly, simply for one reason, and that is, I'm really enjoying it. I don't know. It's just fun. Oh, that's all I got.
I have to love that. Score a big one for David Letterman. A good day for him, by the way. The accused blackmailer this morning, actually, in a court, lost his bid to have the charges, the extortionist deal, have the charges tossed in the very salacious, as it's being described in the New York papers, $2 million plot, despite his arguments that Tiger Woods' women were never charged. That was the argument of the guy who was trying to blackmail David Letterman. He brought in the Tiger Woods defense. You know, it's kind of like the Twinkie defense in a different way. It did not work because he was trying to say that in the case of Tiger Woods' women, there wasn't a problem there, that they were able to collect money. Way different story. Didn't work for him, however. So in the decision, the judge who listened in the courtroom to the defense denied the motion to dismiss. Ooh, gonna get interesting in that case. Haiti next.
It's obvious God loves us and has a sense of humor. Why? Because he created peppermint. Hi, this is Dr. Catherine Albrecht for GetMint.com. We all know that mint is fun and delicious, but did you know it's also great for your health? Research shows mint can help soothe a headache or calm an upset stomach. It's antimicrobial and antiviral, so it's perfect for flu season, too. You can use it to chase bugs and mice out of your pantry without toxic chemicals. And kids love its great cool taste. GetMint.com offers quality peppermint and spearmint oils made right here in the USA by fourth-generation mint farmer Peppermint Jim. His pure, pungent mint oils are 100% natural, free from harmful chemicals, and very affordable. So improve your health and spice up your life with natural mint products from GetMint.com or call 1-800-345-9068. That's GetMint.com or 1-800-345-9068 and feel the minty freshness.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Americans have heard much about change in recent times and are now waking up to the truth. Well, here's a few facts about your food you may want to change. Did you know that nearly 100% of the food on store shelves comes from a few corporations and that most is genetically engineered, chemically sprayed, and transported great distances? Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company, like you, wants to see Americans change and take control of their own food supply, one seed at a time. Over 12 years, we've become America's premier supplier of pure, non-GMO seeds with over 1,400 varieties. Gardeners and homesteaders know Baker Creek offers some of the most popular seed collection kits, like our large heirloom kit with 60 full-size seed packets for only $99. The kit contains 25 types of vegetables and comes packaged in a metal can for long-term storage for just $99. Look for our free catalog today at rareseeds.com. That's rareseeds.com or call 1-866-OLD. Seed. That's 1-866-653-7333 today.
Well, nobody can say that Americans aren't generous. Check it out, folks. The Red Cross texting donations, where it was $10 a text, they've raised $22 million in a very short amount of time. Altogether, they're saying that $210 million has been raised so far, and that's just so far, through all kinds of different things that are happening across the country. And there's a couple of big benefits that are coming up, too, like the one that George Clooney is going to have. He's doing a telethon, and those telethons with the uber-big celebrities seem to do well. If you remember, after 9/11, there was a celebrity telethon, and so he's pulled that together. And for the telethon, boy, I mean, talk about big names performing from New York. Bruce Springsteen, Mary J. Blige, Wyclef Jean is going to be doing that. I mean, he's had to work fast, obviously, because this has only happened a week ago. Bruce Springsteen, like I said, Jennifer Hudson, Alicia Keys is going to do it too. I guess Kid Rock, Sheryl Crow, Edge, Rihanna, Jay-Z, Dave Matthews, John Legend, Justin Timberlake. I mean, you get it. Headliners of all types of different music genre, etc. And they're going to be coming from different areas. Remember the live concerts? Seems kind of like that. Some people from Hollywood, some from London, some from New York. And the idea is to make it a music deal. And then to also have a bunch of A-list actor types who will take phone calls, like Leonardo DiCaprio and Ben Affleck is trying to figure out a way to do it, Brad Pitt, Matt Damon, Don Cheadle. Good for Clooney for throwing that together. You know, when you have the money, when you have the money and the connections to move mountains, and you can, it's great to see people like him do that. You know, you think of how many of those movie stars are in that stratosphere of $1 million is like, you know, $100 to you and me or something. And I mentioned this before, Sandra Bullock, who always seems to donate money. She gave $1 million to the relief funds in Haiti. And just be careful that if you do give any kind of money, that you're giving money to the right people and you're not giving it to a fraudulent organization. So coming up in our next hour or two, we're going to talk to one of the doctors who just spent 48 hours in Haiti, and he'll give you his impressions of what it was like, what he did when he was there, and also, you know, the reaction to the people, the reaction of the people to what the Americans were doing, and what about the other doctors that were there as well. Here's what the former FEMA director had to say about Haiti. His name is, remember when David Paulson was in, and from his perspective, which is what happens in these disaster situations, he talked about the key thing that has to happen, which Hillary Clinton, the Secretary of State, mentioned when everybody started to dogpile on the U.S. When I say everybody, the French did, and of course the butcher Hugo Chavez did. The deal is you have to have a command center. So he talks about how vital that is so that the aid gets all the way through.
Well, again, right now, you know, the search and rescue is coming to an end, but with food distribution is extremely important. Security on the ground is going to be important. But I think the most important thing right now is putting some type of unified command system together so we have the different international agencies working together as a team. And, you know, we said earlier that that's going to be the most difficult part. It was tough enough getting it to the airport, but now getting it from the airport out to the individuals is the hardest piece. We saw that in Katrina. But a unified command system where you have all the international agencies working out of one place, sharing information and dividing the country up to make sure we cover it all and we don't miss pieces like we're seeing, I think is vitally important at this point.
Right, on the heels of that, of course, and I love the way it came back, the French have been slamming us about what's happening with the U.S. on the ground, taking over everything. And now in some of the newspapers, the French newspapers, there are headlines that say the U.S. is trying to occupy Haiti rather than helping them. Here was his reaction to that.
The U.S., United States has a great relationship with Haiti. We've had an ongoing, and we have over 1 million Haitians that live in this country, and thousands of our citizens live in Haiti also. So we should be there in force. They're our neighbor. However, the finger pointing has got to stop. They have to work as a team. This is not the time to lose your temper, to lose your cool. Now's the time to take a deep breath and say, look, we've got one thing to focus on, and that's getting Haiti back on its feet and helping these people who are actually literally starving to death right now.
Mm. And they are starving to death because it's vital to get those supplies, as Paulson said to them. So you can't just assume that you can send all this money, send these supplies, and they're going to get to the intended destination. That's the key, is getting them to the people who need them and getting the medical help that they need, period. All right, so in talking about Haiti and the U.S., of course, getting dirt kicked in its face once again, infuriating. I said this last night, so I won't go off on the same tangent, but just I'm really proud to be an American. No matter what kind of criticism we'll level at our government because of the frustration, that's why I do what I do. That's why a lot of you are passionate in what you say when you call this show, because you care, because you know we live in an incredible country, and we fight because we don't want to see it slip away. But what's been very uniting, and it is very typical of Americans, is this deal in Haiti. You get an earthquake, 7.0, you see the sad faces, the orphans coming to the United States, the medical teams that are jumping over each other to try to get there, and it's all across the board. Doesn't matter race, doesn't matter religion, doesn't matter political affiliation. It's just, wow, look at these people and look what's happened to them. we got to do something here. We got to pull together, band together, because we do have the ability when we do that as Americans to move some pretty big mountains. And it's great to see that. So a week after the Haiti quake, the sad thing is that the world, not just the U.S., still can't get enough food and water to the people who are shell-shocked, even at this point, sleeping in the streets, etc. And part of the problem is, in what Paulson said, is that the Haiti government, the Haitian government, is invisible. It's invisible. Nobody is in charge. It's a big problem, and you know this, when there's nobody in charge. So in some cases, the police have given up. That's why the U.S. troops, that's why that is so important. And I saw a shot somewhere of the U.S. troops landing on the lawn of the National Palace. And there are massive efforts to try to help President Preval, because most of the people in his government are missing or killed, etc. I mean, the scale of this disaster is it's huge. I mean, epic proportions. And then, of course, you only have so much you can do. There are limitations of the different governments. You have expectations monetarily, but I think that those have been exceeded, and it's certainly in the United States, and they can, and there's more coming in. And the military can only do what they can do in this unmanageable hell in Haiti, and try to, as he said, it moves from search and rescue to something else, and still finding someone on a Monday, that's incredible. Rescue groups working. And coming across people that were buried for over a week. That's absolutely amazing, where somebody was able to just curl up in a ball and somehow, you know, survive it. And we keep hearing of these stories. There was the 23-year-old yesterday. There was a little boy the day before. But that is wrapping up, and now it's a question of getting the food and the shelter and everything else, and then eventually putting Haiti back on its feet, a very poverty-stricken country. All right, you can send me your thoughts on any of the things that we talked about, or on anything else for that matter, AmericanTonight.net.